Abby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Several months into the pandemic, staff at MUSC and Clemson began working together to develop portable COVID-19 testing pods that could be used at remote clinical sites across South Carolina to offer testing for individuals who did not have access to a car and could not participate in drive-up testing. To talk about the design and development of these portable COVID-19 testing pods is Eric Madrinsky. He's the Ambulatory Environmental Health and Safety and Emergency Manager at MUSC. Eric, when you began this project, what was the number one criteria for the development of these structures?
You know, safety is the most important criteria that we were looking at. Safety of not only our patients, but of our care team giving the test to the community.
And this was a collaboration between yourself and staff at Clemson?
That's correct. The partner that I worked with, David Pastre, he was with us from the building of the Citadel Mall West Ashley testing site all the way to the portable pod idea that we have now.
And I understand these portable testing pods have been nicknamed Porta Swabbies. Tell us what these pods look like and what material they're made out of.
Yes, so it has been dubbed the nickname Porta Swabby. And the reason why is actually used the shell of a porta potty, an ADA style porta potty. David actually came up with the idea of why don't we use something along a porta potty shell? And then that's how the idea was born and dubbed the Porta Swabby. We had to come up with something that could be moved throughout the state to different cities and dropped on the ground and bumped around that wasn't going to break. So we needed to have a material that was strong enough not only to be able to move, but we have to have a material that we can constantly clean and wipe down with chemicals to make sure that we're not spreading the virus ourselves.
And so the healthcare worker is on the inside of this portable structure, and then the patient is standing outside ready to be tested.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. So you have a porta potty shell on the front is an acrylic piece of glass. So you can actually see the care team on the inside doing the swab with you. They actually have glove ports and use dry box gloves to actually reach through. They bring the clean tests and the clean materials from the inside with them out to the patient where they can do the swab. After the swab is completed, it is deposited into a cooler, which is later then picked up by a courier to take to the lab. It's safer for our care team to be on the inside, not only because it's positive pressure, so it keeps the germs, as you say, on the outside of the pod, but also too, that gives them the ability to wear less PPE. So we're cutting down on the PPE burn and the cost. And then ultimately here in South Carolina, we all know that it could be 80 degrees, it could be 100 degrees, and now it's really cold. These pods are actually temperature controlled, so we have air conditioning and heat on the inside for the care team to keep them in a good climate.
And now 30 of these COVID-19 testing pods are going to be placed at clinical locations throughout the state?
Yes. Yeah, so we placed our order for 30 of these pods, which is fantastic. This is going to give us the ability to travel around the state, leave them outside our clinics, bring them to communities that we're not able to set up these massive drive-throughs for.
And when will these portable COVID-19 testing structures be in use?
We are slated to start using them in January.
Eric, thanks for providing this information about the portable COVID-19 testing pods.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.